101.5.
Tampa Bay's new hit music.
We've had our highs and lows this season, but we have reached the end of The Bachelor.
Oh, man.
For the final time, Scotty the Body, our associate producer from USF. What happened on the finale last night on The Bachelor?
So, like we all saw coming, Colton decided to go chase down Cassie.
Oh, gosh.
And let her know that he loves her and he gave up everything to be with her. He told her that, look, I broke up with all the girls to show you I'm committed. Take a look.
Watching you walk away the other night was the hardest thing that I ever had to watch. And that's why I sacrificed and gave up everything.
That's why sacrificing what? Sorry, what?
I wanted to make sure that I ended things with Tayshia and Hannah.
Wow. Okay, so now just to catch us up, because when he jumped over the fence and was like, I'm done with the show, after he told Cassie, he confessed his love, and then she said, I'm not interested, he flew back to America, and this is him sort of telling her.
No, they're still over. I believe they're still over in Portugal. Like,
okay.
I think this is literally the day after. So after he broke up with all the girls, he decided, like, look, I have to go and win her back. Because she broke up with him. She said, look, I'm not at that same level you are.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
Wow.
Not there. However, after he did all this, she ended up agreeing to go on a couple more dates and kind of feeling it out, like their next date, what they would have been on before she broke up with him.
Uh-huh.
They go on the date, and apparently, Cassie all of a sudden now has feelings for Colton, and she decides to tell him that she's ready to go all in on this relationship. Here's what she said.
I want you to know, too, like, I am sure. And whatever happens after this, like, however we leave this, I want to be all in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, conspiracy theorist in me says that if she wanted to get to the win, Cassie, you pull away from the person who's trying to, like, you know, tell you that they love you.
Yep.
So they want you even more.
Oh, yeah. It's classic cat and mouse.
Was this her desperate ploy to take the win?
I don't know. I felt like Colton really forced this relationship. Even when he was sitting there talking to her, he's like, look, like, I love you. Like, a date. Like, you know, like, let's go on a date. And she, like, at first she kind of laughed when he was like, look, I broke up with the rest of the girls. And she's like, wait, are you serious? Really? You did that? Oh, okay.
Yeah, see, if it were me, I would be like, why did you do that?
That's what she said. She's like,
literally said, I don't feel that way about you. But now, see, and then, but she's in a tough spot, right? Because literally the ABC cameras are following her and they're like,
exactly.
We need content and you signed a contract.
Holly, well, this is not about that. It's about
love. I'm sorry,
love.
You're right.
Well, Colton, literally the next, like, day, he brought her to meet his family.
Oh, God.
So it's like, she's not even ready yet. But here, you got to meet the family. The family's all worried. But now she feels like she's falling in love. And so they do agree after their little dinner to go to the fantasy suite. This is where you're supposed to get it on.
Oh.
That's where it's supposed to happen. So they kick out everyone in the room. It's like, bye-bye. Buy cameras. Buy mics. They go. They close the door. And the next morning, we have to hear if Colton lost his virginity.
Last night with Cassie was absolutely incredible, and I feel like a new man. We had an amazing night. We did what was best for our relationship, and we grew as a couple. We had a great time last night.
AKA, they went to Boom City!
He let her win in Monopoly.
But we don't know, though. He never clearly states, we did it. Even last night where him and Cassie came out to talk about it, the question was never answered. He said, look, for our relationship, because they're still together. Little surprise, they're still together. He said, look, we're just not going to talk about it now that we're a new couple.
I'm sorry. You can hear the fluff in his voice, the lightness. Oh. He did it, okay?
He had to do it.
He got a little light in the loafers. He's jumping around. He's like, I'm a new man. I mean, what other euphemisms are there?
Exactly.
There are none.
Well, that's what the host said. He's like, look, I guess we can put the pieces together. You did it.
Exactly. Not to mention that, but like, if you're going to go on the show touting your virginity, and then once it does happen, you're like, well, I don't want to talk about it now. You know what? Shut up. Sorry.
Okay, exactly.
I don't do these updates. I'm sorry.
Well, that's why I think all the pieces are there. He finally lost it. They're together now. And to me, it's disgusting. I hate the fact that they're together. I don't see them working out in the long run because they're like, oh, we're still new, figuring it out. No, that's not what he wanted to begin with. I think he's given up way too much for this relationship.
Yeah.
And he's just becoming desperate at this point.
Wow.
But on the brighter side of things, we did announce the new Bachelorette.
Oh.
And this is the best part of the night. So the new Bachelorette is going to be Hannah B. Yeah.
Wait. Hannah G or Hannah B?
Hannah B.
Oh.
Here's the thing. Hannah G, she's heartbroken. She got to go figure herself out.
Oh.
But Hannah B's adorable, too. She's just a sweet little goofball. Oh. And I think she's going to have a great time.
Okay.
So they announced that yesterday. She actually got to meet five of the guys. And she's just so funny. Very authentic. It's going to bring a new side to The Bachelorette.
And when does that new season start, did they say?
Yeah, I think it starts May 13th.
All right. Well, he'll be back with his Bachelorette updates in May. Thanks for a great season, Scotty the Body.
It's been fun. I got to go get more tissues now.
All right, Holly, what is trending in Tampa Bay?
All right. What is the triangle dance? The triangle dance is a new viral trend that requires three of you to master a set of dance moves. You're going to be seeing it everywhere today, so we're going to go ahead and get you ahead of this at 7:30.
Hot 101.5.
Spin your passion into a business with Shopify and break sales records with the world's best converting checkout. Let's hear that one more time. The world's best converting checkout. Shopify's legendary checkout makes it easier for customers to shop on your website, across social media, and everywhere in between. Now that's music to your ears. Any way you spin it, you can be a smash hit with Shopify. Start your $1 a month trial today at shopify.com/records.